everyone, and welcome to the Quit Cast. My name is Becca Syme. I am an author success coach, and we are here talking about what to quit, what to keep, and what to question. And these are the Quit Cast primers, and we're here for another hopefully 10-ish minutes of talking about a concept that we use the language consistently on this Quit Cast. And we don't always stop and describe, sort of like a hyperlink, we don't always stop and describe what they mean. Today's concept is energy pennies. Now, we have been doing a Kickstarter in the month of October of 2023, where we are doing an energy pennies game. So I thought it was important for me to start talking about energy pennies as a concept and what that means. When I first started doing success coaching, I was doing a lot of talking to people who were in burnout, and it was the 2008 housing crisis and subsequent, I guess we're calling it a recession, maybe, but a lot of people were struggling during that time period, and we were trying to talk about how to either recover from or stave off burnout. We are back in that same place again in 2023, and it is coming up more consistently. And for me, energy pennies was a way to talk not just about how we spend our energy, but about what drains us. So I always want to stop and acknowledge at the very beginning, this was before I understood or had heard about the concept of spoons. And so my use of energy pennies is specifically monetized because of the idea of having a bank that is the not leftover energy, but sort of like you can use more energy than you produce in one day. And it allows you to have a visual concept, because this always has helped me, these little metaphor thingies of me spending something when I do a particular interaction, and I'll talk about what I mean, and then of me getting something when I have a particular interaction. And I actually think of a little piggy bank in my head that has a meter that goes up and down depending on how much energy I feel like I have at any one period of time. But the idea of pennies specifically, why not use quarters, dollars, nickels, etc.? For me, pennies are so small, and especially because they because of inflation in the United States, pennies aren't as meaningful anymore as they used to be, but they are still money. So when you think about, you know, I might not pass a penny on the ground and pick it up anymore because it just doesn't feel like it has that much worth. But I still, if I'm draining pennies, like if I'm walking around with a purse full of pennies, I could still have, you know, $100 and then be the pennies be draining out the side because there's a hole in it, right? And to me, that is, those are the important metaphors about the pennies specifically, is that our time and energy are things that we do spend. We think of them as limitless until they run out. And this is part of why I think the what are called spoonies, right? Like the community of people who don't have unlimited energy sources have learned how to discuss the concept of limitation of energy among the community in a way that has given all of us, I think, a way to understand that energy resources are limited. And so I want to acknowledge that this is not intended to do anything to replace anything. This is for me in my coaching. And I only talk about it on the YouTube channel because as I'm coaching the people who listen to this channel, I use energy pennies because I've been using it longer and I use it as so quickly. I just need to be able to explain it. But I did want to acknowledge that up front because I know that that metaphor exists out there. And if you don't know what spoons are and you haven't heard about it, you should go research what that is. It is an important language to be able to understand. For me, when I talk about energy pennies, the reason I use the denomination is because I actually think about every single decision that we make throughout the day as being either a plus or a minus in our energy penny bank. So when I have a minus in my bank because I can't make a decision, every time I have an indecisive moment, it costs me energy. Every time I make a decision, it costs me energy. Every time I have a negative interaction with something, it costs me energy. Every time I see something negative from someone, it costs me energy. Even if negativity doesn't impact me the way that it would impact, say, someone with the strength of positivity would be more impacted by negativity. But that only means that, like, my personal minus of a penny might be one, where a positivity person's minus might be four or five with a negative interaction. Like, it might drain them faster than it would drain me, but that doesn't mean it doesn't drain me just because I don't have high positivity. And I think that's another important thing to mention about energy pennies, is certain things can cost me more energy than might cost someone else. And I use the example of social media a lot, because I think a lot of us don't think about how much of an impact social media has on our energy, because it doesn't feel consistently like it drains us until we hit the end of our ability to tolerate it, right? So we might see a really negative interaction, and that might be the thing that sticks out to us. But it's not like it hasn't been draining us this whole time to scroll past things that are frustrating, or that make it, or that are hard for us, or that make the world remind us of how difficult the world is. We're still getting all of those negative pennies for every single interaction that we have, or positive pennies, right? Because it's possible that if you see something you're really excited about, or someone posts a really great meme or video, or someone is excited for something and you get positive pennies from that, it's those positive pennies that we remember and that keep us going back. So when we're looking at how to determine whether something costs us or gains us energy pennies, a lot of people don't recognize when the pennies are being drained, because it's just a normal part of our everyday life for us to have drains and saves of our energy. And again, that's why I think of the plus and minus pennies, because they're going into the bank. The bank only has so many, and once it's out, it's out. Like, we don't have the energy anymore. And that's what it feels like for a lot of us to burn out, where we're burning out either in total, like we're burning out as a whole, or we're burning out in one very specific area where we just can't handle spending any more energy in that area. But I wanted to give a primer on energy pennies, because when we talk about them, I think there's this idea that, like, a big thing gives me energy pennies. Like, it gives me pennies to talk to one of my friends. So it might be a combination of plus pennies and minus pennies in that one particular conversation. And it might be good for a while until they start, you know, asking me my opinion about something, or they start encouraging me to make a decision about something. And then I might be making negative pennies, or it might be hard at the very beginning because I have not talked to them for a long time. And so the very beginning of the conversation is going to cost me like negative 50 cents in my energy penny bank, because it's such a big deal for me to reach out to this person, and I keep putting it off and putting it off because I know it's going to be this big negative drain. But then once that big negative drain is done, I might actually get some positive pennies from the interaction for some reason. And so I want us to not think about, like, there's one thing that is magically going to give me pennies and one thing that magically takes pennies away. But there can be this combination of, like, plus and minus, because pennies themselves are being spent every single decision we make. So, for instance, I've been recording some of these primer videos, and there are certain things about them that give me positive pennies and certain things that drain pennies from me. And one of the things that's been the most exciting is being able to change my glasses, and because I'm recording them both for audio and video. So I have different glasses frames and I have different shirts, and that is always fun for me. Like, when I sit down and I see, like, oh, there's this different glasses and a different shirt, and that is a plus pennies for me because I like things like that. And then the negative pennies happen when I look down at the little timer and see that we only have 4 minutes left to talk about energy pennies. And I think I still have about 5 minutes of content left to deliver. And I promised people that these wouldn't go long. And so I start to get stressed out every time I look down at the clock. But what I'm not conscious of is that every time I look down at the clock, I'm starting to feel a little bit of a drain and I'm starting to get a little bit more stressed and I'm not making pennies the way that I was when I first started off. And this was an easier conversation to have because now I'm looking at the list of things I need to talk about. And the list is big, but the time is small, right? So I keep getting negative, 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 negative. And I may not be acknowledging that, or I may not be aware of it in the moment. And again, I'm not saying you should be, but when you sit down with me to coach and we start talking about the things that drain you and the things that give you pennies, I'm not talking about big picture. It gives me pennies to be writing in the manuscript, although that is also important. But I'm looking for the ways that are draining us that are very small. Like, are there things that we could be changing in our environment? I did a big thing on the Patreon over the summer and the spring about painting, right? Like, I was painting the walls of my house. Because when I walk into a room and there's color on the walls, it gives me positive energy pennies. And I have this smoky blue color on my wall downstairs. And every single time I walk down the stairs, I get this little jolt of positive energy pennies because I know that that color is beautiful and it's moody and it makes me think about being outside and that it makes me want to look outside. And I have this kind of positive energy penny experience every time I look at it. So if I could choose to have my wall painted or not, because I know I'm going to get these positive energy pennies from painting my wall, a la the Joyful book, right? Then I want to do that if I can, because it helps me to have those positive little moments throughout the day. And additionally, I've learned that social media always gives me an energy penny deficit on the end of the days when I find myself spending more time on social media. And I've experimented with it enough to know that there is a significant difference between the days I spend more time on social media and the days I don't. I've noticed the energy penny deficit grows when I spend more time there. So I try to limit my time now on social media. And I specifically think about it when I go to click on the link, or I go to click on like the little icon that says Messenger or Facebook. I'm like, oh, this is going to drain me. Okay, maybe not. Like, maybe I'll go do something else, just because I have that consciousness of what is draining pennies and what is giving me pennies. So in the energy pennies primer, then it's important for me to talk about the fact that there are things that drain us to a point that they are not worth us doing. And then there are things that give us pennies that are worth us doing consistently, even though they don't appear to be serving any kind of productivity. And that's things like reading and rest and taking a walk and doing things like that. And then there are things that give us positive energy pennies that don't necessarily feel like fun, like walking and exercising and starting the manuscript or not going on social media doesn't feel particularly fun to me in the morning, but I know that I'll feel better at the end of the day if I do it. And the way that I get myself to not go on Facebook or not go on Instagram or TikTok is because I know that if I do, I'm going to end up drained the end of the day. And I want to give myself as long of the day to keep building those positive pennies until I have to drain the pennies. So the concept of energy pennies is really important for us to understand, because there's so much of our energy management that it affects our long-term sustainability in this career. The more we are doing things that drain our energy pennies, especially to a point where we can't replace them, or where they're punching holes in our energy banks because the tasks or the mindset is so bad for us and so dangerous for us that we need to be aware of it, that bank of pennies and those interactions and those mini moments and those glimmers or whatever you're going to call them are so important for us to be conscious of, because it is absolutely the little things that matter. And I know there are a lot of people who don't like this concept of like little tiny things matter. And I get that. And if you're one of those people, you can feel free to question the premise of what I'm saying and ignore me about this. And not everyone needs to do this, but I do think that energy pennies in particular is a concept that a lot of us need to understand better because we're not being as conscious as we could about what drains us and what doesn't. And then we're getting into situations and we're saying, why am I so drained? And the answers are very obvious behind us, but we are just not dealing with them. So my hope is for us to both in a positive way, like what's building pennies for us, and also in a dangerous way, what is taking pennies away from us? What's draining out of our bank? I just want us to have more consciousness about this. And if you're hearing this in September or October of 2023, and you can come and find us on the Kickstarter, the Energy Pennies, the game. We made a game specifically to help to gamify some of this for us, and we hope that it will be helpful. We're going to run the Kickstarter until the end of October, I think November 1st or 2nd. Of 2023 is the day that it officially closes. And if you go to Kickstarter, you can search my name, Becca Syme, and that will come up, or you can search for Energy Pennies. And we hope that you'll come and back the Kickstarter and get in the game for yourself and make a more sustainable author life. Okay, I really have to stop. We've gone over time, but I think it was worth it to go over time. So thank you so much for listening to this primer on energy pennies. I hope it was helpful for you, and we will see you on the next QuickCast. Bye, everybody.